Time now to find out a little bit about the environment, how the weather disasters costing the U.S. economy, how much will they cost going forward. There is a new report out called Billion Dollar Losses, Trillion Dollar Threats, the Cost of Climate Change. And here to talk about is one of the organizations involved in this study from the Environmental Entrepreneurs, also known as E2. Michaela Preskill, the Midwest Advocate, joins us to talk about it. Hi, Michaela. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's before we get into the study itself, just to talk a little bit about the group E2, their purpose, what they do, entrepreneurs, what is they advocating?
So E2 is a national network of business leaders, and we're in all 50 states and from all parts of the economy, and we help make the case that policies that are good for the environment are also good for the economy. They grow jobs and they create economic development.
So you look to make the money, but also you want to be a good steward of the environment as part of that. So let's look into this study. This is one, the title of it is kind of overwhelming a little bit when you look at those staggering numbers. Billion-dollar losses, trillion-dollar threats. I guess maybe where do you want to start as far as the report? What did it come up with?
So the main thesis of the report is that climate change and climate-related disasters are battering our economy. You know, climate change, it's no longer just an environmental issue or a health issue or a social issue. It's all those things, but it's now clearly an economic issue as well. You know, last year alone, we had $150 billion worth of damage from climate-related disasters in the country, and that's up 50% from the year before. So the problem, it's here, it's growing, and it's economic.
In our area here, we don't, you know, there's hurricanes that you see that affect the coastal areas, the dry areas end up with wildfires, you have some droughts and that. Our area here, a lot of times cold and winter weather may impact that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess no matter where you live, there's obviously an impact that this is about. What strategies or policies are you looking to implement so that maybe you can alleviate what you see as going forward?
Yeah, so the good news is that we're starting to do something about this. So, you know, long story short, what we have to do is reduce the fuel that's leading to climate disasters. So that's greenhouse gas emissions. And some of your listeners may know that just a few months ago, Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's expected to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2030. That means that it's going to help reduce the fuel that makes climate-related disasters more powerful and more costly. And a few things about the Inflation Reduction Act. One is that it's expected to reduce the cost of climate change from these weather-related disasters by nearly $2 trillion by 2050. It's also going to create jobs and drive economic development. So it's going to reduce the cost, but also bring in economic benefits. So, you know, there's already 110,000 clean energy jobs in Ohio, and that's poised to grow like we've never seen before. And we're already hearing announcements from clean energy companies looking to set up shop and grow in the state.
Entrepreneurs are, you know, they're in it for the business because they want to make money. They want to have a product. They have a belief. Maybe they just have a passion for something. How do you get consumers or people on the other end of that on board in being able to take part in this?
Well, because these costs are affecting the cost of climate change, that is, they're affecting everyone. You know, a few examples. Number one, look at your grocery bill. We're paying more for everything at the grocery store right now. And also, farmers are struggling more than they ever have been. More than 80% of the country is now in drought. That's more than, we started tracking these numbers. So that's adding up. That's hitting every American in the pocketbook. Insurance, another great example of how the costs of climate change are affecting all of us. In just the last decade, insurance rates have gone up 40%. You know, some of the most classic examples of this, after Hurricane Ian, some of the biggest insurance companies in Florida were reporting record losses, hundreds of millions of dollars, that trickles down to what we pay on the front end to insure our homes.
What kind of companies are involved with E2? What sort of things are we talking about?
Well, E2 is a membership of business leaders really from all parts of the economy, whether it's the energy efficiency company outside Dayton, Ohio, or it's business leaders from Fortune 500 companies in Silicon Valley. So one of the things that we can bring to the conversation is business voices from all across the economic spectrum in all 50 states that have one thing in common, which is that they know that the environment and the economy are not at odds.
Yeah, we're talking to Michaela Preskill, E2 Midwest State Advocate, about a recent report that's come out. And this report has a lot of information on there about the different areas. And this is a lot of the things you've studied gone back almost four decades. It's like, I guess, since the 1980s or whatever. It just seems, though, recently is when we seem to have, either just because of the fact that we see news reports from all over the world, or we have maybe a better on-the-ground understanding on it. But it seems that, as you do say, that there's a lot more, it seems, taking place as far as weather-related disasters.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, across the board, we're seeing about a 50% increase in damages from weather-related disasters last year versus the year before.
If people want to take a look at this report, get more information on it, where's a good place to get those details?
They should check out our website, e2.org, and there's lots more information there about the report and the work that we do.
Sounds good. Michaela, we appreciate your time this morning, getting the word out. Get us thinking.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Michaela Preskill joining us this morning from E2. Again, the organization is part of the study that came out, billion-dollar disasters, or billion-dollar losses, trillion-dollar threats, the cost of climate change.